Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome to the TechToSony.com Mortgage Jungle. Kevin Miller here with your favorite sidekick, inappropriate Uncle Bubba. For another weekend of mortgage talk that you all look forward to on sunshiny, warm February mornings. It is February.
It is February already.
Our January is gone from 2025.
We're 1/12 into the year.
Yes. Make sure you get in touch with us today. We're talking about your home loan. We want to talk to you about saving money. We want to talk to you about keeping money. We want to talk to you about how to get yourself into a home, how to pay off your debts with, reduce your debt payments with a cash out refinance or home equity loan. And it can all start early with a text to us at 214-354-5989. Always happy to talk to the Tolos here. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, you've been out there on the street. And working with...
Yeah, did you see me with a sign?
We'll work for mortgage loans. Yeah,
we'll work for mortgage loans.
Yeah. So how has the mortgage loans business been lately? How's it going?
It's picking up.
People,
for sure.
People trying to get those home loans done. We're seeing more purchase activity these days.
Yes, the dormant period is over.
I saw an article. It was an article this week, and they were explaining... And I don't know who wrote it. See, the things we always got to know is it was an article that got put out there and I didn't look to see who wrote it. You always got to be careful who wrote the article. But the article did show that the average time on the market for homes in Texas and in Florida are the highest in the nation right now. Hmm. And so I don't know what that means long term. Maybe, I do know this though. People don't want to be out looking for homes down in Florida when they have snow up in Jacksonville and, up in the panhandle. They're not out looking for homes. And in Texas, we've had some 30 or 40 degree weather, 20 degree weather here recently. So we all know now's the time right here. We get in February, March, April. It starts warming up a little bit, hopefully the next 4 or 5 weeks. And then people out there start looking for homes in earnest.
Yeah, that means if you're 60 days in on my townhome.
But that means if you're a buyer, there's opportunities for you. Talk to your realtors. Your realtors will let you know. It's a great opportunity for buyers. And also, if your home is priced right, it's a great opportunity for sellers. If you're trying to get into that home in 2025, get us a text here. Let us know your scenario. And that is 214-354-5989. That's your number, 214-354-5989. Metatolo last night was out, ate at Nate's Seafood, one of our normal stomps, our normal stomping grounds. And from Inappropriate Uncle Bubba and I, can maybe seen up there three times a week, entertaining the patrons with our ability to pick out a pint. Anyway, we are always happy to talk with everybody that's out there looking for a home loan. Make sure you stop by and say hi.
They've got crawfish, too.
Yes, and they have music on Thursdays and Sundays.
Yes,
and
they didn't pay me to say that.
So anyway, we want to talk with you about your home loan, though. Text us. 214-354-5989. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. A lot of good, fun things happening at TexasLending.com. And there's so much to do. There's so many new things coming out with artificial intelligence, its ability to speed up your home loan. We're closing loans really fast for you right now. Some of you don't have. So some people don't have the scenario that you can close fast. Some of your credit's not ready. Some of you have some income documentation where you got to scrap together. You know, you got to get all your documentation together. But if you do have all your stuff together, and in most cases, we're not talking to men on that one because most men, we don't keep all of our stuff together. You know what I'm talking about? So we just don't. And so you might have to grab all your paperwork and get it put together so you can call us.
What's sad, Kevin, is there's a law in Texas that says you can't close a home equity loan for 12 days.
Yeah, so it's 12 days from application.
But I've had two cases where they could have closed within 8 days.
Yeah, so not everyone closes the super-duper fast loan because, again, they have sometimes the appraiser has to get out to your house and, you know, you're living outside of the immediate downtown area. So there's other things that keep loans from closing quickly. But when you do have everything going in your favor and everything's moving, yeah, loans can close in 7 days is the fast. 7 business days is the fastest any mortgage close loan is allowed to close in the country, unless there's some kind of emergency.
But that's not an equity loan. That's a purchase
loan. But
or equity loan, regular refinance.
Texas law says 12 days. Whoever came up with that, you have 12 days of... I don't know who...
12 business days.
I'm just saying...
So it's really
whoever came up with the idea that, you know, what is the cooling down period between when you're applying to get money out of your house and when you want to close on it? Because then after that, you have the rescission period of 3 days. And so, you know, anyway, we have a rule for everything these days, don't we? Isn't there a rule for everything?
It's a community property state, too. So they want to make sure that the husband's not going behind the wife's back or vice versa and getting money out of the house, you know. So
Well, get in touch with us for your questions. If you're trying to get cash out of your home, there's several ways to do it. You can get a cash out refinance. And that is when you have your house, you have a mortgage, and you want to refinance the whole thing and get cash out. So let's say you owe $100,000 and the home is worth $500,000. And that allows you the ability to take up to $300,000 out of your house under the cash out rules in Texas. So some of you want to refinance that whole $100,000 into one new loan and get a $400,000 loan with $300,000 in cash, minus closing cost, of course, and the things that go along with that. Now, not everyone qualifies for 80% cash out. Who wouldn't qualify for 80% cash out, Bubba?
620 credit score.
So
up to 680. 680, can you get 80%?
And once you get under there, some of you can, some of you can't.
660 is probably 70-75%
of being able to get cash out.
And you know, that's also maybe with some assets. You know, if you have some assets, you might be able to get 20% out. You know, it's so reserves, what they call reserves.
Get in touch with us for your questions about your cash out options. And that's a cash out refinance, but there's also home equity loans that are second liens, where you keep your $100,000 loan in place. Why? Because you have a great rate on it. You don't want to touch it.
Right.
We don't want to touch it. We want to get you a good deal.
Doing a lot of those.
We want to get you a good deal so when we see you later, you know that you got a good deal. You know you're coming back to talk to us because we're TexasLending.com and we're here to help. So make sure you get in touch with us. 214-354-5989. If you're trying to buy that home, Text us your current income, your current credit score, and your expected down payment. We'll give you some ideas on your first-time home buyer options, and we'll be happy to help you out there for your down payment assistance programs. We can get you up to speed on different programs out there, the USDA loans, the VA loans, the FHA loans. But get your question in now on the text line, 214-354-5989. Mortgage rates, Bubba, came down a little bit this week.
Yeah.
They came down a little bit.
They did.
Hey, since September, they've been going up, okay? They've been going up nearly every week since September. They're 1% higher than they were in September. But they came down a little bit this week, just a little bit. And so as long as they...
Just a smidgen.
Know, if they just stayed here where they are, everyone kind of knows where rates are now, right? Yeah. Everyone's kind of figured it out. Yeah. And there are things going on in the world, and we're going to keep this to a minimum. Just there's a lot of things going on. The administration in Washington is making a lot of changes. The administration's changes that they're doing in Washington are for long-term effects. In the short term, I can expect, well, you can expect that in the short term, it may cause pain in the short terms in terms of potential short-term inflation. But I think there's going to be long-term inflation just because of the way the world is. The federal government itself has so much debt that if we don't make changes now, it's going to be a runaway train and you're going to have exponential inflation. I've been to countries where there's exponential inflation, where they had to change the prices every day. We've seen some of that recently where these some of these places that you go to a place and they have a menu and they're using crayons on laminated menus. But this
chalk.
Is
chalk. They have a chalkboard now.
Yeah. Well, some of them are using automated updates on their, you know, on their computer, you know, that your computer screens that you're seeing. But anyway, things are, I expect mortgage rates. The only way mortgage rates are going to go down significantly in any fashion, folks, the only way is if there's a catastrophe worldwide or nationwide that we cannot forecast, that we cannot foresee. But we've talked about it before. There was a catastrophe in 9/11 period. There was a catastrophe in 2008 with the financial collapse. There's a catastrophe with COVID. The Federal Reserve came in and bought mortgage rates down. They came in and bought mortgage rates down or moved mortgage. They moved the markets. And the only way that mortgage rates are going to go down is from the catastrophe of the Federal Reserve. None of you in your portfolio, none of you in your 401k, none of you in your investing wants to have a 3.5% return if you gave someone your money. Hey, I want 3.5% over 30 years. Not when inflation is out there. So mortgage rates, as long as we understand right now, expect mortgage rates to be right around where they are. You might see a bump down of 0.5% here and there just by things happening. But I'm talking about significant moves. So no significant moves, maybe significant moves upward. Potentially significant moves upward in mortgage rates. If you like where prices are on homes, if you found the home of your dreams, make sure you call us right now and get that thing locked in. Appropriate Uncle Bubba, you're here to help them.
You always say, marry the house, date the interest rate.
Yes. Yes. And make sure.
Because that house is out there, the one that you like, the one with the pool and the hot tub.
But when you're marrying the house, you have a 30-year prenup.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's a good one.
It's so, you know. And so,
unless you refinance,
you can always refinance that married house.
You can refinance
that's,
that wife.
That's the option. Yeah. Can't refinance that husband, right?
Yeah. There you
anyway,
go.
Anyway, get in touch with us here. We want to help you out with your home loan, TexasLending.com. You can always go online and apply there today. And I talked about last week about we're starting to expand our dialogue. We're going to be getting more. And I didn't get it put together this week. We had a busy week. It was the end of the month trying to get your loans closed. But I do want to get on top of your down payment assistance programs on this show. Mm-hmm. So you know what your options are. Not just your options. Maybe you have a friend who needs down payment assistance. We have the programs at TexasLending.com to help you with that. And if maybe you have a family member, maybe you have a child, maybe you have a parent, maybe it's you. And you never know. There are programs out there to help you get into these homes. Make sure you get in touch with us today. And but beyond that, you know, not everyone knows what the down payment requirements are for a house.
Yep.
And we're going to find out just how much. We're going to find out a couple things. We're going to find out how much Kevin Walker's been listening. And we're going to find out what he knows because he is the everyday man.
He's the
everyday man when it comes to mortgages. He's just like you. He doesn't think about this stuff every day. you shouldn't have to think about this stuff every
day. He's on the throne overlooking the tolos.
Yes, he is the one that makes your day happy or unhappy. And so we're going to take a break right now while you all get your text lines. Get your text line, 214-354-5989. Let's start out a great Saturday here with your questions when we come back on the TexasMoney.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasMoney.com Mortgage Show. Every Saturday here on 105.3 The Fan, this is our 14th year, I believe, that we've been here. And always loving it and love coming down to the studio, especially on beautiful days like today when we have a full week ahead of us of good warm weather coming our way. Maybe we might even see some budding on some trees popping out this week.
Budding?
Budding.
Oh, budding.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, different kind of budding. Okay. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Yes.
We have a text lines open at 214-354-5989. If you're trying to get money out of your house, text us the following information if you're trying to get a home equity loan. A lot of
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Man, listen, Bubba.
Yep.
You see that every day. You said
every day.
You see a lot of people and their credit scores aren't bad because they're not making their payments. What's the problem?
The problem is their debt overload.
They're maxed out on their credit cards.
Yep. See, a lot of people that we're getting some bad credit scores, but it's not because they have derogatory credit. It's because the amount of credit that they have and the maxed out that it is.
It's not so much how much they have. It's just that they're maxed out, right?
Right.
They don't have enough available credit to offset. So they're maxed out on all their debt. And so that puts a risk into the minds of the mortgage underwriter.
You need to be tracking your credit to make sure that you're not below that 640 or 6. If you're getting close to that 640, 660, 680, you need to go ahead and do something to get rid of that debt.
Well, next weekend, everyone's going to be having the Super Bowl in their mind. So let's get your mortgage going today. Text us your questions with your home equity loan situation, maybe a down payment situation, maybe have a credit situation, income documentation. We want to answer your questions here. We can just get out your old your cell phone assistant and whichever one it is and ask it to text us at 214-354-5989.
Alexa, Siri, Rose.
That's 214-354-5989. And
Frank.
If you're trying to get your that home equity, send us your current balance in your mortgage, whether it's zero or if you have a balance. Send us your current value of your home, your credit score, and your current interest rate. We want to get you some answers to your questions. Okay, we're going to now go to the source of making everyone else feel good about their mortgage knowledge. And that you always want to, like I always say, if you ever want to feel good about how strong you are, just go arm wrestle a 12-year-old. And so if you want to feel good about your mortgage knowledge, ask Kevin Walker so that you too can feel like you know something. And we're going to get Kevin here. So we want to ask some questions. And he prefaced this during the break by saying, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to know any of these answers. And I said, you know, 3 out of 10 gets you in the Hall of Fame. So on this station anyway. Okay, so let's see what Kevin can help you with here. All right, you ready? Ready, Mr. Walker?
All right, let's do this. I'm not feeling good about this.
Okay, so we want to know which loan program, which loan program, there's four choices here. There's USDA, VA, FHA, and conventional. Okay, this is a multiple choice question. Now, which loan programs have the lowest possible down payment between USDA, VA, FHA, and conventional? Which loan program has the lowest potential down payment associated with your buying a home?
VA.
VA. So he got the first one right, everyone. So this guy, right. See?
I already did better than I thought I was going to do.
Yeah, so you knew that part. We made it. So we gave you some choices here.
What this is like making Super Bowl picks. You know?
What would be your next best choice for down payment? Lowest down payment. This is for first-time home buyers. Which has the lowest potential down payment for first-time home buyers?
So it's run over one more time. So it's USDA, VA.
VA, conventional, and FHA. Yes. And the VA is a zero-down loan program for veterans, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So, you know, it has different mortgage insurance and different things than your VA or than your conventional USDA and FHA.
I'm going to give him a hint. It's for homes that are outside the urban area.
Okay. I've actually heard y'all talk about this quite a bit. Okay. I'm going to go with. Give me FHA.
He went for the FAHA.
The FAHA loan.
He should have gone for the USDA.
The USDA, the USDA. who qualifies for a USDA? A USDA is for someone who lives in rural areas.
Okay.
Who does not have the funds. You can't even if you document that you have a down payment for USDA, you can't get a USDA loan. It's for people for zero down loans, for people in rural areas.
You can have money, but you just can't have $50,000.
You can't
have enough for a down payment.
You can't have enough for a down payment for a conventional loan. Or you don't qualify for USDA. But if you're in a rural area, we always say if you can look out your window and see a cow, there's a good chance that you may qualify for USDA.
And you go to the website, USDA.gov, and you put they have an eligibility, and then it also allows you to check your income because there's income eligibility.
There's income and assets. Okay.
And land, the property eligibility.
Now he is 1 for 2. So
1 for 2.
So now there's 2 choices left. Which has the lowest down payment, Kevin, for a conventional loan or an FHA loan
for a
first-time home buyer?
This is a trick question.
Which has the lowest down? It's not a trick. It's a fact.
Okay,
it's a fact.
I'm going to answer your question with a question of my own. What does FHA stand for?
The Federal Housing Administration.
So it has something to do with the gov.
Then I'm going to say the FHA.
The FHA.
FA.
Is a 3.5% down payment. Minimum out of pocket. The conventional First time home buyer minimum is 3% out of pocket. But a lot of people though, Kevin, they think it's 20% down.
Yeah.
They think that you're required to put 20% down, but for a first time home buyer on a conventional loan, there's a Home Possible program and a Home Ready program. Those are conventional loan programs that you can get in for as little as 3% down, and they can come from a gift from a relative. You can get it from a grandparent. You can get it from a parent. You can get it from a brother or sister. You can get a gift from one of your relatives for the down payment, and that is an option for first-time home buyers. They come with different mortgage insurance than FHA. FHA has some lower interest rate options than conventional does. They have lower mortgage insurance options than conventional does. But the down payment requirement, so that was a lot. That was a lot. That you got the most important one, right? The VA, the first one. And we appreciate you playing along. We're going to let you take a quick break right now.
Yeah,
you can recoup.
Rub the sweat off your head.
Drink some Gatorade. Maybe go in. You got to go into the blue tent, get checked out for concussion protocol for us lobbing mortgage bombs at you. We're going to take a quick break.
We're going to do this every week.
We're going to do it every week.
We're
going
to have a Kevin Walton.
The everyday man
section.
Just like you driving around out there.
Yep.
You now might know a little bit more, and you might have a question. You can send in your question at 214-354-5989. Now, whenever a mortgage company talks about down payments or interest rates or APRs, we have to condition that with all the different things that are going on. That's general information for you. That's industry-wide stuff. Some people may be able to get in for a little bit less than that if they get grant down payment assistant money. You can get down payment assistant grants from different municipalities in Texas. And you got to check in where you're living and where you're going to be buying a home to see if they have any down payment grants. But you could also, like we said, you can get that assistance from a relative. When I bought my first townhouse in 1990-something, I got my gift money from my grandmother. Now, she was not required to get paid back. I ended up taking a cash advance on my credit card after I bought the home and paid my grandmother back. That's what I did. But I didn't have, you cannot take a cash advance on a credit card for a down payment on a mortgage. But you can get a gift from a relative.
Yes.
And so that's what the way I ended up doing it mine. And back then I got a 5.5% interest rate on a 2-1 buy down, Bubba. I bought FHA. They were at 7.5% at the time. I did a 2-1 buy down, bought it down for the first couple of years. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just trusting the mortgage company. And I think they did a good job for me back in the day. I think it was an adjustable rate mortgage too. It was an adjustable rate. Maybe it wasn't a buy. It was an adjustable rate mortgage. I bought it down. Anyway, that's the way it was back then. We have the loan programs for you here. Get your questions in now. All right. We appreciate them coming in. They are starting to
flow.
They are starting to flow in. And so this person.
Progressively.
I'm going to read through this one during the break, mainly because it's not that I have bad eyes. And for everyone over the age of 40, this goes for all of you. It's not that we have bad eyes. Our arms just aren't long enough to be able to see the little tiny text that they're throwing at me here on my phone. And so
there's a font for that. You can make it bigger.
I know. They even have those little magnifying glasses and everything. Yeah. Okay. All right. So this one, my wife and I are first-time buyers. 689, that might even be 669, and 714, respectively. Or disrespectively, I don't know which one. What would be our ideal route of purchasing a home? So 669, Bubba, mm-hmm. and a 714. And so when someone's giving you information when someone's giving us information for an application,
right,
and you give us 20 pieces of information, usually a couple of those pieces of information stick out with a red flag. Okay, mm-hmm. everything sounds good. Oh, we're going to keep note of that one. This one. What's the first thing you heard on this one?
The 714 and the 669.
The 669. That is the formative number right there that's going to tell us immediately we're going to go down the idea of FHA.
Right. Unless you don't need that person's income to qualify.
And so if the 714 doesn't need the 669 to qualify for the house, you might want to go conventional.
Mm-hmm.
But I can still tell you with a 669 score, you're going to get a better rate potentially on a FHA than you're going to get on a conventional.
You're going to get better terms all the way around.
Now, the FHA has different mortgage insurance. Mm-hmm. The monthly mortgage insurance payment on FHA is significantly less.
0.55.
I'm going to tell you this. If you get a $480,000 loan, which qualifies for FHA in all counties of Texas, as a matter of fact, every county in Texas, you can get yourself at least a $524,000 FHA loan. That's at every county in Texas, you can qualify up to $524,000 on an FHA loan. In some counties, like in the DFW area, you can qualify for more. For example, if we talk about Collin County or Denton County or Dallas County, you may qualify for an FHA loan up to $563,000. Tarrant County, all the, Ellis, Johnson, Kaufman, $563,000 on an FHA loan. If you're out there in Lamar or Fannin or one of these counties or Anderson County, you're looking at $524,000 for FHA, okay? So on a $480,000 loan, if they got an FHA loan versus a conventional, you might see a payment, which is $400 less per month. You could. And how would your payment be $400 less per month? Because you're going to see at least a 0.5% better interest rate on your mortgage on an FHA loan. And you're going to see about a 0.5% better on your insurance.
Yep.
On your mortgage insurance. If you're putting the minimum down. And so the two combined, the mortgage insurance payment and the better mortgage rate, 1% lower combined, may on $480,000 loan, that's $400 a month. Mm-hmm. That's nearly $5,000 a year. Do that over 10 years. That's $50,000 out of your pocket by looking at the FHA option. Now, FHA, your mortgage insurance is going to be with you for a while. But on that 569 score, they're not going to have a worse interest rate on that. By having a 569 versus
the average person
a 669 versus 710.
The average person refinances their loan in 5 years.
Yeah.
So you don't be scared about the mortgage insurance lasting the rest of the loan, because nobody takes out a 30-year mortgage and pays it off anymore.
COVID restrictions didn't come to the middle of March 5 years ago. And in the last 5 years, you've seen mortgage rates as low as 2.5% and as high as 8%. Sometime during the next 5 years, I can pretty much, you can bet on it that your mortgage rates are going to be lower than they are right now by potentially a couple percent and potentially a couple percent higher within 5 years.
Right.
And so if you get into a mortgage right now, there's a good chance you're going to be getting a different mortgage or loving the mortgage you got if mortgage rates go up.
Right.
There's potential that mortgage rates could go up. So and be happy up with where they are right now.
And stay up.
We're going to take that quick break right now.
Quick.
Keep those questions coming in. We're going to read through the long one, the long text, so I can get to the bottom of it. And we might want to get, we're going to see if we can get J.C. Meir on the phone and see if we can get J.C. to talk about some programs that we have at TexasSunny.com. We're going to get a hold of him during the break. But in the meantime, text us 214-354-5989. Line up your day. Get your mortgage going now before the week starts. You want to be outside in that nice warm weather later in the day, so call a loan officer now at TexasSunny.com. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller. I'm here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, the IUB. Always here to make sure your day is going well, and we want to take stress away from the mortgage process. We want to take away stress from your financial woes if you are woeful on your finances. We can help you with a cash out refinance or home equity loan. If you want low down payments, we can help you with that too. Get in touch with us today. We're happy to help. All right, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. This person says they want to make sure we have their information. They owe a little over $200. They have great credit, a 676 and 77 in a 700. Great credit means they're paying their bills on time. Their scores can be higher. You know, it depends on if you're paying off your credit card balances every month, your scores will be higher than if you carry balances every month in most cases. And so I'm the one who's I'm the one of those people that have the lower credit score due to having too much debt. Yep, just like I just got done saying. We almost took out a loan last year. They didn't want to take out 50 grand at the time. They want to look at seeing the benefits we have to offer. And take a look. You know what? Let's take a look and see if a second lien works out for them, Bubba. They have a 676. Can they get themselves a second lien fixed rate home equity loan?
70% loan to value.
And so depending on the value of that house, that's going to be something that we can take a look at for you.
Oh,
and
definitely.
So we'll have inappropriate Uncle Bubba call you after the show.
Yep.
And he'll get in touch.
It'll be later this afternoon, but I'll give you a call.
Oh, wait. You have the high-stakes basketball game you're going to.
Yeah, my son's in the championship basketball, fifth-grade championship basketball.
Your grandson.
My grandson. He's taking after my son's team. As funny as I coached my son's team, and we were dominating, you know. And so I said to my son, I said, does this team anywhere match up with you guys back in fifth grade? And he just looks at me and he kind of shakes his head. He says, no.
No one was as good as that fifth grade
Nobody
basketball team.
Was good
team.
As that fifth grade basketball team. And that great coach.
Yeah, and that great coach that we had. That was the greatest fifth grade basketball team of all time. Yeah, I know. That's what a great age. What a great time to be playing some hoops. And so you're going to the game.
Yeah.
You have money on the game? You got to bet another parent. You got to really,
I don't think there's a line on it.
Man, I remember when I was coaching the 6 and 7 year olds. It was the 6 and 7 year olds at the YMCA for my son. And I just remember one of our friends' kids from down. He scored a couple buckets for the other team. Let's just say that he was putting up those rebounds on the defensive boards, and he was putting them up. And you just got to shake your head. And you're trying. It's like hurting cats who drank too much caffeine. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it is. 6 and 7 year old basketball is like herding cats or chickens that have had too much caffeine.
It's like soccer, you know, same thing. They're just
running around,
around.
And
you know what? It's really cool is that they have the each player has to wear a wristband, and he has to guard the color wristband of the guy on the other team. And there's no zone. You have to play man to man, and everybody has these little sweatbands that are colored. And they match.
The kids at home, when you have the kids at home, you can talk to them one-on-one and ask them to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when they get in a crowd and they're in the sports, you want to tell them the right thing to do, but they're just not going to listen. It's like a wife trying to talk
to their coach.
like wife trying to talk to her husband while he's watching football with their friends. There's just nothing going to happen. Yeah. You know, it's like you can yell all you want, but, you know. It's just bouncing off. It's like there's a force field there, and nothing's getting through.
You know, that's a funny story. Is when I was coaching baseball, I was the third base coach, and I kept telling this kid I wanted him to take, and so he went up there and swung at the first three pitches, and I said, I told you to take it. I told you to take it, and my wife comes over and looks at me, and he goes, what does take it mean? I go, oh, okay. My bad.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
My bad.
We are here talking about your home loan, the TexasLoney.com mortgage show. Make sure you text us your questions. 214-354-5989. We have the question here. and they says, my son and his girlfriend want to buy a home. They've been together for 4 years but aren't planning to get married. Can they buy a home together without being married? You can buy a home together without being married. Two individual people can buy a home together without being married. We don't recommend it. Only for the purposes of, we don't recommend it if you think that long term there could be a split up that could be contentious and someone wants to get their money out of the house. Not that we don't think it's a good idea to buy a home with someone who you're not married with. We're just saying that if long term there's contention, and if they're living in the home together, it's going to be a community property state anyway, and there's going to be things that are associated with that legally. You might want to talk to a title attorney too. Talk to a title company. Call, you know, go online and find a title company and call, ask for their attorney, and just had some title questions for them about what kind of things. You can even look up the answer. You can even go to Google. One of those OpenAI type things.
Just Answer.
and just they can give you some ideas of some of the legal things that you might need to think about and want to know about, because we're not lawyers here. We're trying to get you help. We're trying to help you. And that's one of the things I just want to say. Mortgage companies like TexasLending.com and your loan officer, we want to help, man. Man, we want to help you. And we enjoy when people get financing that helps their lives be better. When you close in that house, Bubba just likes you to invite him over to have the, you know, the new home party.
A frosty.
He likes closing 30 home loans a month, and he makes sure he wants
to visit everybody.
He puts every one of them on a different day.
Everybody for dinner.
He wants to come over for that margarita machine thing that you're having in there, the fajita spread. So anyway, but we love helping you, and we want to make sure your lives are better. We look forward to that every time. So make sure you get in touch with us here at TexasLending.com. And we want to help you get in the lowest down payment, the lowest payment, and make sure you're educated and you don't have any surprises coming down your way. So get in touch with us today at TexasLending.com.
When you think more.
All right. Text lines are open, 214-354-5989.
We've got to have a break.
We don't got to take a break. We have 4 minutes before the next break.
Oh,
break, yeah?
I don't remember the last break.
You don't remember the last break?
I don't think we took a second break.
Bubba has what they call, it's called Lonesheimer's.
I have Lonesheimer's.
It's like when Bubba goes in the parking lot, he can't find his car because he's thinking about your loan and he forgot where he parked because he's trying to make sure your loan closes on time, obviously on a different day than your other friend so he can go to your margarita party. Okay. And he has this on his mind when he's trying to juggle margarita parties. And he's trying to find his car. We call it Lonesheimer's in the mortgage business. And so, anyway, we did take a break, Bubba, just a minute ago.
I don't.
Get in touch with us, and we will be happy to answer your questions. Okay, here's a question here. Coming in from John, they said that John from Johnson County. I wonder if the son of John living in Johnson County. Anyway, we want to make sure that you... we want to make sure that you are taken care of here. Anyway, we're going to get to John's question after the break here. Another one of those where I want to get to this one first. This person says, they currently have a VA home loan, which Kevin Walker kindly let you know there's a zero down home loan. And so so currently have a VA loan. They owe $420,000. And so... they have a 2.5% interest rate.
Whoa.
Got it. That was financed between year 2020 and 2021. Okay. And so they valued the home currently at $950,000. And they have an equity loan to put in a pool, $120,000 left on it. And they have $100,000 in debt. And helping mom with assisted living. Boy, We're going to see a lot more of that these days, yes. Right?
As I see it already.
The baby boomers, are now are an assisted living boomers, and then their credit score of 658, about to retire, just need advice in considering my debt kind of lost right now.
How much is their first lien?
It says they owe $420,000.
It's worth $900,000.
And they're worth $950,000. Score of 658. Now, if they're about to retire, here's some options. Do you have the income to document to qualify? And do you have the wherewithal and the means to be able to continue to make a mortgage payment? If you took out money to consolidate this pool loan took out money to consolidate the other debt, do you have enough income to qualify for that? If you have enough income to qualify, you know, your jumbo loans don't start until $806,000. So your jumbos are at $806,000.
Yeah, but they don't want to touch that 2.5. So
No, I'm saying, but you do have enough equity there that you can get a second lien.
Pays off the first second lien.
They don't want to touch that. They don't want to touch that first lien at 2.5.
But we can pay off the second lien and get them the cash to pay off.
Potentially. Now, with a 658.
I'm trying to think of what the LTV is.
Well, the loan to value max. So we have to look at this. We have to look
65%.
We have to look at. We take your $400,000 current loan that you owe, your $430,000, and we have to add in the second loan, and we got to see when they are combined, can we keep the combination of your pool loan and your home equity loan? And if we can keep the pool loan by itself, potentially, Bubba, and keep it alone by itself, depending on what interest rate it's at. If it's better than what we can get you on a home equity second lien or a third lien in this case, we can take a look at it for you. We're going to have Inappropriate Uncle Bubba call you to find out if that 658 score, what's that going to limit to you? Limit you to?
65.
Let's take a look at the whole thing. He's saying 65% of your home value, which is 950.
70 if we get it over 660.
Yeah, so there might be options in there.
There's options.
There are options to get this done.
Yep.
Now, we have to take a look and see how much we can get done for you. And so let's have Inappropriate Uncle Bubba work with you later in the day. Why? Because he has to go to the most important basketball game of the day, his grandson's basketball game, which hopefully...
But my afternoon is free.
Yes.
Free.
Yes. Free, free, free.
I'm free.
All right, we got to take a break. We're going to come back.
Oh, we got to take a break?
Get your questions in now. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Get in touch with us there, and we will get to those questions after this break on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasHoney.com mortgage show, where we're answering your questions about your home loans. Make sure you get in touch with us today. We have just a few minutes left. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Make sure you get in touch with TexasHoney.com during the week. Or do it today before your week starts. It's supposed to be a beautiful week. Hopefully the good weather can come our way. Hopefully a lot of this bad news we're seeing lately from the skies and the planes, hopefully that's come to an end. And we can all get back to having some nice sound existence here in our glorious nation. Make sure you get in touch with us here at TexasLending.com, though, with your questions. We want to answer them for you. Okay, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, John from Johnson County.
That question.
Wanted to know if you have, when they say you, that means them. John wants to know if a $400,000 home value, and if their home is paid off and they want to get some cash out, what are their options? Their score, they said, is around 700 with their paid off home. And so $400,000, it's going to be, well, you're going to, you know, if you get your home loan above $100,000, you can get, I'm just going to say this, you can get where are you going to get a better rate, Bubba? It's going to be a first lien. It's going to be a first lien home equity loan, okay?
We're going to be a cash out.
We're going to get you a fixed rate loan here.
Yes.
And so you can get it fixed in. And depending on what you're trying to do, you're trying to consolidate some debt. If you're trying to, when I say consolidate debt, we want to take debt that you're paying at higher rates, the interest rate you're paying monthly on higher rates on that debt. We want to refinance the principal balance of those debts to a lower rate. So what you're paying on those debts are lower payments. That's what we're looking for in those home equity loans, the cash out refinances. We want to help all of you out. And we were going to have J.C. Muir here, by the way, to answer some questions for everybody. J.C. Muir of TexasHoney.com. He's with his daughter right now, and they are dealing with father-daughter activities on Saturday morning. And so we will make sure that we schedule some time with him on a later date. But John from Johnson County, yes, you have options to get cash out of your home and make sure that you get in touch with us at TexasHoney.com.
Or I'll get in touch with you this afternoon.
Yeah, we forward on your questions to Inappropriate Uncle Bubba so he calls you after the show, after important grandson basketball games. Man, I get fired up when I go to those games. People are screaming, you know.
I've actually been thrown out of games by referees of games that my kids weren't even playing in. Just because I was so mad at the referees.
Oh, well, you know what?
You know, like when one referee takes over the whole game and doesn't let the other referee call their side of the court? Oh, that just drives me nuts.
Well, you know what? There's big money in those games, and they got to make sure they manage it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You should always go up and talk to the refs before the game, find out what town they live in, and you always know who they're rooting for, you know?
Yeah.
Ask them, you know, if they related to any of the players, these kind of stuff. But you had to hand it. I mean, we all have to hand it to the referee. I mean, for kids games, these people either love the sport so much or they hated their parents when they were kids, and they want to make every parent upset with going to that basketball game.
You'd be surprised what they get paid.
They make good money.
They make good money to call those games. Yeah.
Well, hopefully they have to take a lot of heat.
Yeah, they do. They do have to take a lot of heat.
When I was watching my son play baseball, I didn't care the outcomes of those games. I really didn't, because I grew up playing baseball. Mm-hmm. I just know, man. Just you know, it's just. But whenever an ump made a bad call, I made sure I yelled at him once, because they got to know they can't do that. I go, okay, I'm done. I just wanted to make them know that they made a bad call. And if you're not giving it to them, like, what? Imagine you're an ump and you're umping a game and no one ever yells at you. You're like, what a waste of my time. I want people to feel my calls.
Yeah.
I want them to know that I have impact on this game.
Right.
And so anyway, that was always, you know, yeah, it's a good time. It's always a good time. And sometimes we get tied up in our kids' sports. More than other sports, and more parents more than other parents.
Definitely.
In the end, it's supposed to take away stress, and hopefully you're enjoying your time with your kids. Let's have a good weekend out there with the kids' soccer games and the basketball games and the hockey games that are going
on
right now.
Baseball games will start, for sure.
All right. Get your questions in, 214-354-5989. Okay, next one. Income around 700, credit score around 700, income around 110,000. 700 credit score, Bubba, $110,000 of income.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to call that $9,000 a month.
Okay.
That's what we're
going to call it.
We round up and we round down here. We don't want pointy objects on the show. We don't want sharp objects, because it's Saturday morning. We want to chill out. We want to drive around town. We want to make sure that we just get some good, solid fun and information. But, you know, we don't go down to the penny here. So we have $110,000 of income. That's about $9,000 per month. That means they're going to qualify, in many cases, for up to a $3,000 mortgage payment.
Sure.
When we talk about a mortgage payment, we have to include what kind of things, Bubba?
Taxes
for insurance. Property taxes, homeowner's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You have PMI, mortgage insurance, if that's going to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
You have your principal payment and your interest payment.
Yep.
There's potentially five things involved in that.
Could be some HOA in there, too.
If you have a homeowners association.
See more of that.
By the way, but this person could qualify up to $3,000 a month in a mortgage payment. That would include all the things we just said. And that's going to have to fit all in that nice, fat, happy package.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're probably looking at a $350,000 mortgage, give or take, depending on how everything's coming together, the taxes and insurance, if you're trying to keep that payment around $3,000,
mm-hmm.
somewhere around there. And so that's what you're trying to look at on that scenario. I ran into a person who, Bubba, they manage homeowners associations.
Oh.
They manage, I think they said, six homeowners associations. So that homeowners association is managed by a homeowners association manager. Homeowners association management. And so there are very powerful people in the world. Of course, there's the Illuminati, right? And then there's very rich people.
Yeah.
And then there's governments, right?
Right.
And large corporations.
True.
And then there's homeowners associations and realtors. Very powerful people. They control your happiness. You know what I'm saying? They control your happiness. You're a realtor, they got the keys to that house, man. Your homeowners association, they let you know if they're going to charge you for those dandelions in your yard. You know, you got a dandelion, that's $150. Very expensive dandelions. Anyway, ran into that person. I didn't, you know, and so, you know, I said,
long story short, Kevin,
if I get in trouble, I know who to call.
We got 1 minute. Long story short.
We have less than a minute. Well, you can,
you ran into her, and then what happened?
Now I know an important person.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I just want to let you know. And not very often you ran into the people that run the world. Okay. We are here to say, have a great weekend. Bubba, we got to get out of here, though.
Got to get to that game.
Yeah, make sure you call TexasSunny.com And make sure you enjoy your happy sunshine and your warm weather. We'll see you next week when we come back here once again to the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.